Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
I want to love you, I want to know you, I want to love you. presence, Lord, is where we want to be, Lord. Oh, Father, we just thank you for the word declared that in your presence is the fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. This is our desire this morning, oh God, and every morning to be in your presence. Father, we thank you for another beautiful day. God, that we are alive, and we are on this side of the grave. We are not in the hospital, and we are not in the jailhouse. But, Father, we are in your house. Oh, my Father, I pray this morning that you would speak to us. I pray this morning, God, as we surrender our hearts this morning, our ears and our eyes, to see your words, to hear your words, that you would speak to us through your servant. Father, I ask now in the precious name of Jesus that you would wrap your arms around her and let her experience the anointing that only flows from your heart. Yes. Oh, my Father, I pray that you would touch her tongue this morning, touch her eyes and her ears, yes, this morning, that she might see and hear and speak your truth, O God. Lord, she speaks to you first and then to us. You hear her voice, O God. Lord, you gave her this word. We ask, O God, that you would illuminate the words before her eyes as she searches the scriptures to release them into our hearts. Father, we'll be so careful this morning to give you all the glory and all the honor that is due to your matchless name. In the awesome name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on in, prophetess.
And allow the Lord to use you. Can you hear me well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you well.
Yes, I'm seeing my little self. Hallelujah. It will do, Lord. It will do, Lord. 99 and a half won't do. It won't do, Lord. It won't do, Lord. 99 and a half won't do. You got to make a hundred. You got to make a hundred. 99 and a half won't do. It won't do, Lord. It won't do, Lord. 99 and a half won't do. It won't do. It won't do. 99 and a half won't do. He's coming back. He's coming back. 99 and a half won't do. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
For truly, 99 and a half won't do.
It sure won't.
Thank you, Jesus.
It sure won't.
I don't know how the number limits Jesus, wild man, but all I know he wants to live right. And he means right. He don't mean partly. He don't mean just halfway. He wants us to live all the way toward it. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. My chapter this morning, Jesus Christ will return to earth. Amen and amen. And my first scripture is coming from St. John 14 and 16. Hallelujah. I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. Amen. And where I am, there you may be also. Thank you, Jesus. I'm talking about Christ Jesus will return to earth. Hallelujah. And we know that he's talking about he's turning back to earth to take his people to heaven. Hallelujah. To heaven's place. Hallelujah. The Bible says we're going to be adopted up from this earth. And so many people don't believe in that. You believe what you want, you can say, well, you have to leave here. Hallelujah. But yeah, where you go, you leave here. Because he said he's coming back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And my next scripture, I'm just going to go down the line, and the Holy Spirit will just lead the way he sees it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 24, 24th chapter. Thank you, Father. Thank you. 24 and 30, I think. Yeah. And then shall appear a sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth moan as they see the coming of the Son of Man. Hallelujah. He's coming back. He's coming back. We're going to go to Mark 8. Hallelujah. Mark 8. Thank you, Father. 8:38. Okay. Whoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words. You find that so awful today. People ashamed of his word. In this adultery and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be shamed when he comes in his glory of his Father and his holy angels. I'm talking about him coming back. Amen. We're going to keep on going. We're going on over. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's 1 John. 1 John. 1 John 2. 2. Okay. Beloved, Now we are the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going back to Luke. Hallelujah. Luke 12. Okay. Be ye therefore ready, okay, for the Son of Man comes at an hour when he is not. That's what he said. Thank you, Jesus. And Luke 12 and 4. We're going back to Matthew 16. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 16 and 20. This is Matthew 16 and 27. Okay. Let me see on the right page here. 27. Okay, I got it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm really going to say 26 and 27. Okay, Matthew 6, 26 and 27. What is a man for if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? But what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? He got nothing. But the 27th verse says, for the Son of Man shall come in glory of his Father and with his angel. And then he shall receive the reward of every man according to his works. And that was the 27th verse, okay? I'm going to Isaiah. Isaiah 9:6. He said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Hallelujah. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After he's coming back, like he said. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to 1 Corinthians. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God.
15 chapters and 50 verses. Okay, I got it. Because Paul was saying, hallelujah. Now, just I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruptible inherit incorrupt. Behold, I show you mystery. We shall all not sleep, because some will be awake when he comes. Hallelujah. But you know the Bible says, because some will be raptured up, we all shall not sleep. But we shall be changed in the moment of the twinkling of the eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible is naked, that nature sin must put on incorruptible, mean the body of sin, if have a body of sin for death. The king that nature sin Amen. Okay, and put on immortality. So then the corruptible shall be put on incorruptible, and the mortal shall have put on immortality. Hallelujah. We put on immortality, we will never die. Hallelujah. I'm talking about really never die. We're going to sleep on this earth when he take his breath from us. Then shall be law prepared and simple that is big. Death is swallowed up in victory. And oh, death, where is your strength? Oh, grave, where is your victory? And the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always bound in the work of the Lord, much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Praise God today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, come back. I'm gonna come back. But I want to go to this. Hallelujah. Revelation. Right here. Praise God. Okay, Revelation 11. I mean, 22:11. It says, but it's so important today. We really know what the word of God say. Amen. Whether you accept it or not, it's a Revelation 22 and then 11 verse. Daniel, see it. Daniel. I mean, not Daniel, John. I mean, he who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. And behold, I come. And my reward is with me. I give any man a amen, amen. We just take and praise God to know in his word that he said he's coming back. He's coming back. He will return. The Bible says and asked after the Pentecost, the days of the Pentecost, and when he was talking to his disciples, he always said about the conference that he was sending back. Hallelujah. You know, they were sorry in their heart. Oh, I can imagine so. The one that they love, the one that loved them most, hallelujah. He was returning back to his son. Hallelujah. Yay. And that voice came in. And this same Jesus, hallelujah. Not no other time. Not no other. Hallelujah. Yay. He said, this same Jesus that you see going up, he's going to come likewise. He's coming back likewise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why we are preaching the word of God. We're telling people everywhere to be ready when he comes. Hallelujah. The Bible says he comes as a thief in the night. He was talking necessarily saying going to be night. But when he comes, call your name. I don't care. It might be 9 o'clock in the morning. I said, he came in the night because you was not expecting him to come. Hallelujah. He's telling us every day, hallelujah, to repent of our sins, hallelujah. We study the word of God daily. We need to repent, hallelujah. Because sometimes, hallelujah, as I often say, hallelujah, he said that we are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. Salt is the word and he's going to be the word. Sometimes we get in the wrong crowd and we get around the wrong people. And that's why after when I was salt begins to fall. Thank you, Jesus. We'll please her. Don't get her. Cut on the road. Become the state road. Hallelujah. America. All that was for the whole of the
She's not coming through at all.
Still there? Yeah, Deacon, I'm still here. She her line going out. She'll be back in. Her phone is breaking up bad. Can't get it. was coming forth. Just got to wait till she get back. Hallelujah. Glory.
She'll be back.
Yes, she
on
is.
I called her about it. She called back?
No,
okay,
not yet.
Well, let me call her.
Yeah, we lost three,
okay,
three people.
On.
We lost three people off the line.
Okay, hold on.
She probably ministering through the speaker. And when you minister through the speaker phone, it baffles the
mm-hmm.
preaching.
Okay, we're
okay now. I'm gonna sit down. Like I had it, I got it sitting on the desk. I ain't touching the phone. I ain't nowhere to the phone. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Yes.
Okay. Let me go back to Revelation. Did y'all hear me read out of scriptures?
Yeah, I hear you now.
We heard the beginning. We heard you good in the beginning, and then it started fading out.
Okay.
Just continue where you were. We did hear.
Okay.
We heard the scriptures at first.
Okay, you heard my scripture. Okay, dude.
We heard the
all
scriptures.
Right.
Just continue. I know it broke your flow, but God is.
Okay. That's all right. I want you to hear. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna start back. Hey, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Jesus is one. His people know. You know, either you're going to get right with him now or it's going to be too late to try to get right with him later. And he was saying, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He that is filthy, let him be filthy still.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can't change then. Hallelujah. He says, he who is righteousness, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. Because he said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according to his work. Now, that little part right there, that's another part for anybody to get salvation. Because he let you know, it's plain he let you know. Hallelujah. You can't live any kind of way. And looking for a reward, hallelujah, because you hadn't been obedient unto God. And all of this, what God left in his word, everything, like I said, is 66 books wrapped up in a book. Hallelujah, you can't do one without doing the other. Hallelujah. We've got to be in the one when he said what he said. He said, who that holy? If you ain't holy, you mean you better try to get holy. You got to try to get holy. Hallelujah. And not only holy, you got to be obedient. Be obedient to the world. Hallelujah. He said he's coming quickly. He's going to bring his reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, as I often say when I tell people sometimes, I tell them, I say, you know, he put before us life and death. And I always, when I minister outwards, I say, you need to choose. You need to choose. Are you going to spend eternity with Jesus, or are you going to spend eternity with the devil? And I say, and if you make your mind up while you're right here, because you don't know what's at the door, you might mess that door. You're going to spend eternity in hell. I would love to know, like, I live the way the word of God left for me to live, that when he takes his breath, I'm going to be with him. I'm going to live eternity with him. But people got their own thing now. They got their own, that's a thing now, because they ain't none of Jesus. They got their own religion. They just get up and they plan. We're going to do this, we're going to do it, and that's the way it's going to be. But I'm so glad God said his word. He's my word changed not, hallelujah. My word changed not, hallelujah. I'm so glad his word changed not, hallelujah. I said he's coming back again. He's coming back to receive his bride. Receive his bride. And he is not going to have no other way. Hallelujah. I was talking about early how Jesus is holy and holy. It's a clean God. And we as people, God, will be cleansed. Hallelujah. Set apart. Sanctified. He made us sanctified. Hallelujah. But I say you can take a white piece of garment and you can take a black piece of garment and put it side by side. Now, if Jesus clean and you black, but you know you ain't going back with him. My God, my God. I said, hallelujah. We got to get it like the Bible says. We got to stop trying to make that excuse because we don't want to stop doing what we're doing. Hallelujah. Paul said in his word to God daily, hey, long we stay with God in prayer, the Holy Spirit will reveal to us things that we need to let go. Hallelujah. So many times you still hung up on things and you just, you know, ain't paying attention. You've been hanging up so long. Hallelujah. It took a strong hope. And you just don't pay no attention. You're going to do something else. Hallelujah. And those strong hope keep on piling up. But that's why he said, hallelujah. He said, pray. He said, pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. The word of God said, repent. We need to repent. 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 It's how many times it takes. Hallelujah, because he said he's coming. He's coming as a thief in the night. He's coming as a thief in the night. He said, be ready when he comes. And he just don't let him find you with your work undone. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to God. I want to be ready when he comes. Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. We're returned to the earth. Like he said, that he said that when he was talking to his disciples, as he was being caught up in the cloud, to go back and sit on the right hand of the Father, making an intercession for you and I. Oh, he then heard the voice said, this is my beloved son. Mm-mm. He said, the same way he goes, he's coming back likewise. He's coming back. And they told him about me coming back. Glory be to God. Jesus, he's coming back again. Hallelujah. Don't you fool yourself. Don't keep on, hallelujah, passing the day for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not coming to no man. The Bible said tomorrow, if it'll be tomorrow, he'll take the things of yourself. Hallelujah. We got to do today, because this could be our last day. Hallelujah. And if you ain't got it, hallelujah, I just encourage you, hallelujah. I just encourage you, hallelujah. Even if you say, hallelujah, you need to continue to repent. Lord, make me. God, I want you to stay in your dream now. Hey, it's good we be another church. That's by you in the Holy Ghost. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody got saved and kept on going. They ain't stopped doing what they do. Glory be to God. And that's why you need to go back and repent. Hallelujah. He's still standing with outstretched arms. Hey, Jesus. Glory. He said, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. I said, he's coming. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, the same way the Bible said, hallelujah. He said, it is word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I praise him for his word. He's coming back again to receive us. He's coming back to receive us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 24. Hallelujah. He said, in that day. But as in that day, that they were before the flood, married and given in marriage. Going on now. My. They disrespect the Lord. They are disrespecting the pastors and the apostles and the pastors to be the crown today. And disrespecting. He said, to the day of the blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. He's coming back. He's coming back. After he's coming back, he's coming back in the church without a spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 24
chapter, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Luke 40.
Give me that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord. Yes. Yeah, Lord. Luke 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He said, He said, be ye therefore ready. Also, for the Son of Man comes in an hour you think not. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. We don't know. We don't know when he's going to come. Thank you, Jesus. We don't know when she come with a thief in the night. My brother-in-law friend was in town with him last week. And he was just sharing with a friend. He's a luxury. And how this man was saying, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. He's praying for a wonderful time in life. And there's nothing wrong with planning as long as you got things in order. And he said the next week, he heard he was dead. He said they just did something to him. He said, I just can't believe it. They got to talking to him. See, we don't know. We don't know the man say, won't say. And I ain't trying to judge because I don't know. But I'm just saying, just that quick. You know, you might say, well, Lord, I'll give you my life tomorrow. I want to do this today. We don't know. This may be the day. This may be the day. My call. So we need to stop trying to buy bars of time. But we ain't got no bars of time. We all stop wasting so many years. We can look back to the things in our life that the Lord has brought us from all the ways of years you took care of us to thank you. Thank you. God blesses us every day. Hallelujah. Because so many people don't get big money. Don't have up the neighborhood. It doesn't matter. I thank God that he blessed the neighbor. But it doesn't matter what I got in Mercedes. Hallelujah. It used to be a car a long time ago. I don't know if they even make them nowadays. Or a Pinto. It don't make a difference to me. Because my Pinto, as long as it's been running condition, it'll take me to the same place as your BMW. But what I'm saying is, as long as I got Jesus, that's all right with me. Hallelujah, you can have anything. Jesus wants his people to have the best. He wants his people to have them, but don't put that best and push him aside. Glory to God, have Jesus in the best. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That's what God wants to do. I said he's coming back again. He's going to return into this earth. Hallelujah, he's going to return. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. No man knows the day, huh? And he shed a tear. And he told us to be ready. Be ready. He's coming back. I said he's coming back. Get things in order, church. Get things in order. Hallelujah. You ought to see, turn around and look and see what's going on. Hallelujah. So many people have got their mind up on her. Hallelujah. What things are going on in the world. Hallelujah. And what about what this one said and what that one said? I tell you, don't come tell me what this was saying. All I know what the word of God says. He said, be ready. Be ready when he comes. Hallelujah. He said the word in the holiday season. He goes, me and you too. Hallelujah. He said, as long as I live, He said, as long as I live, hey, glory be God, I can hasten to his throne. Glory be to God. I'm praying for her, hallelujah. With things cover my heart, hallelujah. When I can't my way. Hallelujah. I hasten to return. Tell my Jesus, my God, my Holy Spirit, you say it through the word. Hallelujah. If I walk right before you, you say it, you will not repose any good thing for me. I said, you're coming back again. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He said, if I stand, I came from here. I said, I'm going to shout. He says, I stand, I can't command. We can command some things. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be God. We can decree and declare. Oh, glory be God today. I thank you, Jesus. I just thank you, Lord. Lord, that my Savior coming back. Hallelujah, glory, glory. Something that people are going through, try your time now. And sometimes it begins to sing this old song. It ain't going to be this way always. I said, it ain't going to be this way always. No, I say I agree. Because he's coming back. He's coming back. Hallelujah. Oh, he said that. He's going to have his war with you. He's going to pay every man according to you with you. No work, no pain. Glory, glory. Somebody been sitting down 40 years. Glory be to God. Everything I have worked on this job 40 years. And I ain't got paid that I shouldn't be paid. Glory be to God. And you ain't given it to Jesus. It won't be paid. But you have worked in the vineyard. Hey, the Bible said, you shall receive a reward. He's going to give them a reward according to their work. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God. I said, he said it in a moment. Oh, Lord, I can bring quick. I can bring quick. He's in a moment of the quickening of us. We shall be changed. I said, we shall be changed. Glory. I pray God for you. I think he's delivering that things will be changed. And I know people will talk about it. Hallelujah. We won't talk about it. Even they don't even want to talk about being saved. They don't want to talk about being holy. Hallelujah. They don't want to talk about speaking in tongues. Someone at the front of my life, he was crazy. Alone and crazy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just received the Lord in our life. And we just doing along with the Bible said. Hallelujah. Because we want to mouth his word for the Lord, not for us. We don't have no excuses. We can't say, God, I'm another way. No. He said, I am the way, the truth in the night. Oh, glory to the Lord. Come to the Father, first I need. Glory to God. So many turning. Look off the shoulders. It ain't going to be better. I said, everything got to be lined up with the word. Everything got to be lined up with the word. Hallelujah. Let it be God to praise. Hallelujah. Lord, I'd like to be ready. Every day of my life, keep out the day of my life. I have to find myself in peace. Sometimes I say, Lord, ain't doing that. But you repent in the name of hallelujah. We keep in the song of hallelujah. We don't walk alone, hallelujah. Sometimes people call you and make it look poor. Hallelujah. You have to know what to pray for. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Because he said, before they have asked him. We call on for some people that ask him. We put the word in our mouth. We got a word. We got a word. We got a word. Hallelujah for his people. I pray God. And sometimes I know I give the word they don't like. But I give it to them as he give it to me. Hallelujah. And I tell them, I'm telling you what the word of God says. Jesus said, you either receive or you'll reject. Hey, glory be to God. And this what you say. Hallelujah. I'm not just trying to please nobody. I don't want to please my heavenly Father. That when that time comes, when I have to say, hey, glory be to God. He's going to say, well done, God's good and faithful servant. Come on up and hear me to the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I praise God. Hallelujah. I said, be ready. Hallelujah. We'll come. Because Jesus Christ, he will. That's one thing for sure. He will. He will return. Hallelujah. I praise God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just love, when he said in Isaiah, I just love the Isaiah. Come on, Holy Ghost. 9. It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And you know, a lot of people I have known down through years, they wait till Christmas time, come up in the Christmas season. They want to preach this. This was the everyday word. You didn't have to wait till Christmas. You didn't have to wait till Easter. It's everyday word. But to us, a child is born. That was Jesus Christ. This thing was prophesied. Hallelujah. So Jesus is right here. Hallelujah. He prophesied this. Hallelujah. Unto us, a son is given.
Yes.
And the government shall be up on his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. That's what the older people used to say. Wonderful Counselor. Hallelujah. And then they say, hallelujah. Wonderful Counselor. Don't hear anybody saying that name. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. The mighty God. He's coming back. He's coming back. The man that ain't washing, hallelujah, you go from home. He ain't watching. He ain't protecting his house. Somebody comes in to feed the water, go to him.
Mm-hmm. I don't care how it damn come, how it go. You don't see a thing.
Are you rooted and grounded? Oh, glory be to God. And I know, and she was talking about the church that we were there, and she called another church. She said, if I know it won't be like that, we can't be talking. Wait a minute. What that church over there feeling like I could do with all this? Have you found some room? See? He was looking for a way out. I said, he died for you. Mark up the people that love you. And you said you had received it. Now you need to pray for the Holy Spirit. And the cover of this is time. Speaking of time, at the Spirit of God do you ever. See, that was wrong. Some of the people got their eyes on somebody else. Take your eyes off of me. Mm-hmm. And your men hung up on that cross. Ain't no man was beating. No man was beating for your sin. No man even gave a lot for your sin. And like they born coming Easter time, they get these pieces and tie them up on the cross. I said, myself, I bet you they told them big nails and sticking them up and you ain't gonna volunteer then to say, Jesus, ain't no man worthy. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Glory to God. That's him coming back. That Lamb who already slain for the foundation of earth. Hey. My God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He came to lead the world not so we were told. And you say he's coming back again. He shall return in the earth. In the earth, in the sky. But see, I'm Jesus. Hallelujah. And then you're going to be changed in a moment of the Hallelujah. We got time today. Hallelujah. We got time. You know, like I tell you what you're doing. Some of the people got hit with the home and 4 or 5 or 6 years. They say, well, I'm saying, I just can't stand that situation. You can't stand something wrong with you. Mm-hmm. My God. God, take out that hatred out of these people's hearts and put a love. But you did say it. You gave us love over heart to heart, from breath to breath. Those people so be loving people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory be to God. We say it. Yeah, hallelujah. He'll hold us up. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if we want to be held up, he'll hold us up.
Yes,
thank
God,
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I was telling somebody the other day, I said, the word of God, he put a hedge around Joe's. I said, but let me tell you, you don't need that hedge, Joe's hedge. We got the blood around us. Glory! He got to send him a shot. He got the blood. That blood. He threw that blood up on us. He keep on pushing. He's trying to test me, and he don't feel that. Well, because the Bible says, greater he that looks at me than he in the world. Oh, glory be to God. I know that spirit. People start to attack me. They got to get hit. They start to get weak. They start to push him back because they can't stand against the world. The world got all power. It's just the Bible says, Jesus has to. Hallelujah. All power was given in him. Hallelujah. Father gave him the power. Hallelujah. He gave us that power. Hallelujah. If you got that power, you got to get that power. I said, he's coming back. I said, Jesus, he's going to return to the temple. Hallelujah. He's going to be the God. Thank you, Jesus. But just before he returned to the earth, he's getting us ready now. I said, he's getting us ready. Those who want to get ready. Hey, glory. That he died of all the time. Glory. He's going to see that he died of all the time. Word he said, that's every word from Jesus to Revelation. It stands for sure. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Hey, I was telling somebody, oh, so much ago, I said, God, the God won't break on me. The first thing they say, well, I want to be in God. You ain't saying my phone. I want to be in God with Jesus. God wants to tell me, you know, what to the God and break out, then you're going to get started. You don't know me to. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. You don't need to be Jesus. They are the ones that bear the seeds on the cross. said what the truth did. The truth did. He walked the land of his name. You walk the land of the land of his name. When you don't do obedience to his way, I said, you deny his name. Glory. I said, you deny his name. If you deny his name, there's no way, you're going to die. Maybe after me, you're going to deny his name. You're going to deny his name. Hey. I said, don't see that people scare me. I'm just not ready for this. But I believe I'm not ready. He prayed for me. That I get ready. You don't tell me I don't believe in you. Glory be to God.
Say it today.
Surely. He said, I'll come quickly. He's coming. He's coming. Mm-hmm. And nothing won't stop him. He's coming. Be ready when he comes. He said, I'll come quickly. He said, and me. Even so. Come, Lord Jesus. Even so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God for Jesus. I said, even so. Hallelujah. So many people had such a hard time. They said, he's come. It's telling him to come. Mm-hmm. But I know that children. I know that children have the word. So he said it. He said it worthy. He said, mm-hmm. But it is. He said, his gospel is truth all over the world. He said, then the end is going to come. So that's why it's important. Hallelujah. We as the body of Christ, we need to pray. Hallelujah. God will send true missionaries, true pastors, true apostles in the areas all over the world. All over the world. Because that's true. Look, I always say, hallelujah. That's way back. So far back. Somebody don't go to them. They go up to the little good boy and tell some of the stories like this and something like that. Hallelujah. But they need to go back. Thank you, Jesus. Still fell off and loving. Hallelujah. It's telling God love. He loves them. Hallelujah. He loves them. Hallelujah. He always will. He always has. Hallelujah. You teach them the word of God. It's so important. Hallelujah. You even see getting a phone call daily talking to a friend. And I'm saying Jesus' name up in the conversation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How Jesus said, I'm talking about Jesus come back. He said, if he be lifted up, if he be lifted up, then everything say, I draw on you too. There's no thing that he didn't just say. Like, get on the phone, you talk about this, and you talk about that. Then talk about Jesus. Hallelujah. I am so glad that the Bible says Jesus Christ, he will return. I said, he will return. And don't let him catch you with your work undone. Hallelujah. This hallelujah. This is what we need to stay in the word, baby. This is why we need to wait it. Put it forward. Hallelujah. Get more word in it. God put more word in it. Give us revelation knowledge of you. Hallelujah. It's a new the revelation knowledge. Give us the word, God. Your word like a fire. Hallelujah. I say, just like a fire. It's the word not in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And some people don't know what you see, Jesus. They see Jesus in you. Hallelujah. Some men got such a dirty spirit. People don't want to be around me. Some people don't want to be around me. But I'm so glad. Glory be to God. I'm so glad he still fits my heart. And he still fits in my heart. I can just stand beside the rain, glory, and I can look in your eyes ahead. And I can see you love him and keep my steps. Glory, hallelujah. I give you. They're going to look in my eyes and say, oh, you love me. I just can't stand it. Ha! It ain't me. It's a God on this side. Thank you, Jesus. I say he's coming back. I say he's coming back. And don't let him catch you with your work being done. And he's coming back. And be ready. He comes. You know, sometimes I look around. And I say, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm so tired of people being sick. All over the world, don't have the medicine. Seek God. Don't have nobody to take care of it. Glory be God. People sleep on the side of the street. Come on, sleep with this lady. Come on a dance with this lady. And even don't bother. Come on, go down here in the park. And before you come through, you can get up and get out. God, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. Anyone that can have their hands on the lady, do what they want. But people get being sick. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they said, They know doctors going to wait on them. So they have to sit there and lay their stuff. Hallelujah. Even somebody didn't know the name of Jesus. They said, Jesus, help me. Because he said, Wayne is going to just as he is going to just. Mm-hmm. I thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad we ain't serving a part-time Jesus. Mm-mm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I said, people are being sick. And then, hallelujah, I said, I'm so tired of people being hungry and naked. So many people walking the street, clothes off, torn off, people just passing by, and they could stop and say, hey, I can take you to a place where you can get clothes and nice clothes. Or if you don't want to go, you give me your size. And tell me when I come back, you're going to be there here, and I'll bring you some clothes. There's no excuse. There is no excuse. We don't have no excuse, people. Hallelujah. And I tell God, I said, Lord, I am tired. I said, I'm so tired of seeing the world being the way it is. God has a beautiful world. It was beautiful in the beginning. But God had me say, I said, it's still over. It's still over. And God, I said, hey, God, all we can do is stand back and pray. But you told your disciples, you said, you was in the world, but you're not of the world. Thank God. But I tell God, Lord Jesus, God, you know, glory be God. You just stand still. You just stand still and pray. On his time, he's going to change. He's going to change some things and people. Mm-hmm. Don't give up and don't give out. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now I said, if you stand, you can come in. Hallelujah, Jesus. I praise God for his word. I just praise him for his word. Let us know, hallelujah, from Genesis to Revelation. He changed not. Hey, don't. If you want to fool yourself, I hope you don't fool yourself. But I said, he changed not. Whatever he said, it's going to be. It's going to be. And I thank God today. I thank him for salvation today. I praise God for allowing me to come on Block Talk, hallelujah, and minister the word of God that you give me to minister. God, for those that have an ear to hear, hallelujah, a heart to receive, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just praise God today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I said 99 and a half won't do. We got to make 100. Hallelujah. My God. And I know some is working on it. Keep on working. Keep on working. Hallelujah. Till you get the 100. Hallelujah. We all working on that 100. Because 99 and a half won't do. Praise the Lord. This is in. Hallelujah. Now put it back in a pasta hanging. Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord
Washington?
Jesus.
Oh.
Is Bishop
Thank
ready?
God. Yes. Hello. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, I don't know if Bishop is ready.
Hello?
Apostle Washington. You can't hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, I called Bishop if he's ready.
Okay.
Bishop Washington, if he's ready. Oh, Father, we thank you and praise you for this word that you have given us today. What an awesome any word you have given us.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Just know that you are coming back. You're coming back just like you said you would. Ask your God to bless this woman of God. Bless her. Lord, even though the phone had a lot of situations with it, Lord, the word was still strong. We thank you, Father.
Amen.
God, we ask you to bless her eyes, bless her ears, and bless her
sound, yes, yes.
Oh, God. And, Lord, as she searches and study your word, that you will give her more understanding, more revelation, oh, God. As we all need more, we all need more.
Yes, Lord.
We are hungry,
mm-hmm.
and we are thirsty. And for those that came on and couldn't be, had patience enough to stay to hear the word because the phone was messing up, we pray that you protect them while they go, wherever they're going. Keep a watch away on them, oh, God. And even those, I just got a message from Africa. Somebody was asking me about the word. I just pray that God continue to send this word out. Allow this word to go over the airways and touch nations and continents that we might not be able to go in, that people might be saved,
yes,
and people be healed and delivered. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Oh, yeah, they haven't called back yet.
Hello?
Bishop.
Hello?
Hey,
go ahead, Bishop.
Hi.
All right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Speak kind of low. Okay. Has anyone not received Jesus as the Lord and Savior? Here's your opportunity. Please accept this invitation to accept Jesus as your Savior. He is the only way. As the Word of God says in the book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12, nor is there any other name under heaven given among men that you shall be saved. And that name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now, God so loved the world that gave his only begotten Son, and whom whoever believeth in him will be saved. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, the world might be saved. God knew we were only dust, and that we fall short of his glory each and every day, because we're not perfect. We're made in his image, but we're not perfect. We're only human. Made of dust, and we will fall short of his glory. Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 10, beginning of verse 8, where confession is made, and the word says, but what does it say? It says that through the Lord Jesus Christ, we is the only way for us to be saved. Now, confession is made in verse 9, chapter 10, and verse 9. And the word says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Yes, Lord.
All you have to do is just believe and say it out loud. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I'm confessing to the world and let everyone know that I'm accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
Yes, Lord.
If you've made the shout confession, you're now saved. All you have to do is receive it and repent. Do not go back to your previous life, to the previous things that you were doing. Your slate is clean. You are now saved. Your next step is to be baptized. If you've never been baptized, your next step is to be baptized. And in the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at verse 38, the word of God says, and Peter said unto them, be baptized, every one of you, and repent, be baptized, every one of you, in
Amen.
The name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and you shall be saved. Now, if you've made that short confession, so you have to do. And word continues and says, and as Peter said, remove yourself from this perverse generation, set yourself apart from them, receive Jesus, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there were about 3,000 souls saved on that day. Would you join those 3,000 and the many millions who have received Jesus as their Lord and Savior since that particular
yes.
time? And I want to congratulate you. If you've never received Jesus before, that you're now saved. If you have backslidden and you rededicated your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. That is the word of God. For God calls us all to his glory. Hallelujah. Now, the only way, as I said, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you must repent Don't forget, you must repent. Do not return to your previous way of living. Okay. Now, congratulations to each and every one, all those who have backslidden and rededicated their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and those who have received Jesus for the first time. For now, there is celebration in heaven for every soul who has received Jesus today. And you must, if you have a Bible, you must read that scriptures. You must read some scriptures every day. Ask God to give you understanding. If you don't have a Bible, we suggest that you get yourself a Bible. King James, New King James, New Living Translations. They're good Bibles. There's some of the Bibles. You just pick the one that you like, you know, and make sure it all goes along with the King James Version. The language may be in English, New English Translation, you know, the standard translation, but they don't change the Word of God. They just use different words that we can understand better than the old King James, these thou art. You know, a lot of people get confused with that. But anyway, get yourself a Bible, read your scripture every day. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you and give you the understanding that you need of what His Word is saying. Congratulations. God bless each and every one of you. And remember, you must be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, invite people to your baptism, whoever you may, your family members, neighbors, co-workers, strangers on the street, even enemies, invite them to your baptism. And by doing so, if anyone receives Jesus as your Lord and Savior because you have been brought to them, that soul is coming to you for leading and guiding someone into the truth about Jesus Christ, into salvation. God bless each and every one of you, and have a blessed and wonderful day. Apostle, it's back to you, sir.
God bless you, Bishop. Thank you for the word.
Thank you.
The Lord to heal your body. Thank you so much. Providence, I just got a couple of notes, and what I wrote was one of the things that I was hearing all the time is that we must change if we want to see Jesus as King.
Amen.
And, you know, we stress that all the time. We must change. Nobody can change you.
Must change. That's right.
Nobody can change you. You have to commit and submit. Allow Jesus to enter into your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to do the work.
Amen.
But if we don't do that, then we will remain the same. And when he get here, it would be too late.
It would be too late.
Because once he get here, he's not handing out, grace. I want to say that. When he get here, according to the book of Revelation, when he get here, he's not handing out grace and mercy. He come in two ways, as a king and a judge.
Right,
and if
now.
You are walking holy, if you are living righteous, you'll be on the side of a king. But if you still live in the same old way, or if you die in the same life without repenting and giving your heart to him, you'll be on the side of judgment.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, it will be too late. You can't get holy when he gets here. You got to get holy now. That's why he said you got to come up from among the world. When he said come up from among them, come up from the world system. Come up from among them and be separated and touch not the unclean thing. This is what he's saying. Because you can't walk dirty and still think we can be with him. People want to say that they're holding hand with the Lord, but they're dancing with the devil. No, that don't work.
All right.
It don't work. You got to let go of the dancing with the devil and hold on with both hands and feet and everything to the Lord, because change you must or die you will. That's why we hook up with other people alike with the same faith, because change people. So we need to get hook up with people that are changing. You can't say you change and you still go around the people that still dibbing and dabbing, slipping and sliding.
No,
you can't do that. First thing with the prophet, when you start up with, you said you were singing a little bit of Wilson Pickett sound, but your way. 99 and a half, just won't do. I got to have 100.
Just won't do.
Gotta have 100. You know. And the man was singing this morning, the fellow that died on Sunday, T.B. Joshua, and they say that he knew that he was dying or that he was going to die. Because he told the people when he came down from the mountain seeking God's face, he told them that he wasn't going to live to see his birthday.
Jesus.
He told them he wasn't going to see his birthday. His birthday is only 3 or 4 days from now. He said he wasn't going to live.
He died on Sunday.
He died on Sunday.
Jesus.
And the last message he was saying is that if you know that you're ready to see Jesus, you don't have to be afraid of death.
All right.
And he said what we say on Blog Talk Radio, you got to live your life to live again.
Amen.
If you don't live your life to live again, you will die and you will remain dead. Because when you're in hell, that's continued death. Because all you're doing is being tormented. You're not having life. That's not a life.
Sure, no.
Not a life. So if we want to really see Jesus, we got to stop playing church. Like Pastor said the other day, we got to wake up. We got to wake up.
Amen.
The church got to wake up.
Yes, Lord.
What we are concerned about, we are too much. We are fighting to wake
Jesus.
Up the world. But it's not the world that needs to be wake up. It's the church that needs to wake up.
Amen.
Church needs to wake up. The book of Isaiah says that the church needs to wake up, that they're in a deep sleep. He said that arise, for the light is coming, and the glory of the Lord is upon you. That's what Isaiah said. Arise, they're sleeping, don't even know the glory is here. Rise, arise. Church got to rise up. We got to rise up and begin to live and let the light shine on us and through us so that those that in God will come to the light. But if we still dimming and dabbling in darkness, guess what happened? They ain't got nowhere to go. They're looking for the light, but they don't see no light on us. They must see light in us and through us. Understand? But I thank you so much, Apostle Molly, really, for that word. It was such a powerful, anointed word. We're going to have a good time when we get together over there in Mississippi.
Praise the Lord.
New Orleans. We're going to have such a good time, my Lord Jesus. And that guy that we prayed for, because when we pray, we all pray in the spirit anyway. I pray for that guy, and she called me the other night, telling me her boss who attacked her was very, very rudely, and he had the COVID virus vaccine, and then he's got fluid around his lungs now, so they're trying to figure out how to get the fluid from around his lungs. Because, you know, they got to get that fluid out because he can drown in his own fluids. You know that. He can drown.
That's right.
So they're working now. He's over there in Mississippi. So I told him, I said, well, the Lord is able to do that. So because, you know, you have people come against us because of who we are. And God would do miracles so they can see that he is God. He's real. He has do a miracle for them to see. You know, so I told her, just keep praying for him. Just keep praying for him. You know, because he know that she's saved. He know that she's an ordained evangelist. He knows that. But talk to her in any kind of way, you know, any kind of way. And so she called and said, pray for him. So I said, pray for him. So anyway, we thank you so much for that word. That was just I know Apostle back there, she got a lot of notes, so she's going to come on in. And Deacon got something that he wants to say. I hear Sister Anna, too, on the line. And Apostle Stuart, he jumped off because the phone was messing up. And your friend that usually come on, Layla?
Yes.
Layla, I think her name is.
Lula.
She was on, but when your phone was acting up, she jumped off. That's your girlfriend.
Okay.
I usually come on when you're preaching. She jumped off and the phone was acting up. But anyway, the word is on the line anyway. It's already recorded. So God heard every word. And I heard the word too. I heard the word. So just keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Amen.
The line is open for anyone that want to come and encourage this woman and add a little bit, but don't take nothing from it because the word is solid. The line is open. Thank you so much, Miss.
Thank you.
Oh, hello. My phone was on mute. I was talking.
Hello?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Glory
you.
To God. Hallelujah. Even though Prophetess Millie, the phone was acting up as in some portions of the sermon.
Mm-hmm.
However, the anointing was doing what it do.
Amen.
Jesus was doing what he does.
Amen.
Because we can hear in the spirit. We can hear the word. Hallelujah. Whether the phone is acting up or not, we can hear the word. We know what the topic was. We could follow you.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, I could hear the spirit on the word.
Yes, Lord.
If somebody was speaking a foreign language, I could hear the spirit on the word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm-mm.
You see, we need to just have a little patience.
Mm-hmm.
We got to exercise that fruit of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
One of the fruits
my
of the
God,
spirit
Apostle,
is long-suffering.
I just heard that. I just heard that in my spirit.
Apostle,
I just heard that word in my spirit before you called it. I just heard it in my spirit.
Glory
patience.
To God.
Patience.
Hallelujah.
You know, look, Apostle, look, Apostle, if folk can't wait with God in the storm, how do you expect you're going to get in the calm?
Hallelujah.
If you can't wait with God
Hallelujah.
In the storm, you know what I'm saying? I hear you, Apostle, but I hear the Spirit says, if you can't wait with God in the storm, and wait on God in the storm, how do you expect you to experience the calm?
My God.
Go ahead, Apostle.
You were
but that's the truth. I just had to put that on the recording. Go ahead, Apostle.
You were preaching from your heart.
Praise God.
Preaching what God put in your belly.
Yes, Lord.
And I followed you in the spirit. See?
Mm-hmm.
Because I can hear God.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the Spirit of God on the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, if I was in Africa, India, somewhere, and they were preaching, I could still hear God.
That's right. That's right.
The sweet Holy Spirit is speaking.
Mm.
The sweet, wonderful Holy Spirit spoke today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he want us to know that he's coming back.
Yes, he is.
The soon coming King,
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. And he wants us to know, people, you need to get ready.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The glory train. You want
yes.
to get on the glory train.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You want to get, you got your ticket? Got to get your ticket.
All right, now.
Get the test. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So you can be transported.
Mm.
To the new kingdom, the new kingdom, the new earth.
Hallelujah.
I was thanking God that you made a way for us to come
yes,
into that
Lord.
Paradise.
Yes.
And to be totally made over.
That's true.
To have a glorified body.
Hallelujah.
Never to weep no more, never to suffer no more.
Yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
all these things are coming in your spirit. Would you listen mm-hmm. to the spirit of the word? Hallelujah. How about when you're on your knees and you're saying your prayers and you're asking God to answer some things?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to wait for the answer or are we just going to run off and do what we want to do?
Got to wait on God.
You got to wait on God. What about
yes,
when God is just quiet?
Yes, yes.
And you're not, and you're just on your knees and you're praying.
Mm-hmm.
And you're praying in the spirit and all of that, but you don't
mm-hmm.
hear his voice, but
mm-hmm.
he's there.
He's there.
He's on the line no matter what. The spirit of God is on this line because he owns this line.
Amen.
And we honor God on this line. This is a church. It's just not a line. It's a church because
Amen.
We worship God in what? Spirit and truth. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. So So we thank God for this word today. We thank God for the time that you took, the study, the scripture.
Thank you, Jesus.
The time that you put into it with God.
Hallelujah.
And God gave you what he wanted you to preach, not what
Amen.
You wanted to preach.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And I was extra quiet today because my daughter was studying. And I was trying to be quiet because she's studying, you know.
Yes.
And so, but I had the phone to my ear.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the scriptures and I heard the word.
Yes, yes, yes.
And even more so, you guys, people of God, brothers and sisters, when you got the word in your belly, you go always hear the word.
Amen.
When you take
it, yes, Lord.
And you hear a topic, you go and you listen to those scriptures, you're going to hear God.
Amen.
And you're going to get some revelation too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hallelujah. As you listen for the Spirit of God.
Yes, yes, yes.
We got to worship him in spirit and truth.
Amen.
Nobody
amen.
Knows exactly how far off his return is going to be.
That's the truth.
When Jesus was asked when, he told him only the Father knows. He don't know. You see. But one thing we know, we got troubles in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot, there's darkness in the world.
Yes, it is.
But Jesus is our light.
Amen.
We can see because he's our light.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Word makes you think and it brings to mind. Just stay ready if you're ready.
Amen.
Stay ready. If you're not ready, get ready. That's
get
the
ready.
Main thing about this word. Warning us there soon, she's soon to return.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Mm-mm-mm.
We thank you, God. I thought about it, and I'm going to be through because you have preached, and I have heard, and I thank God I could hear the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about when he comes, I heard in my spirit, it's going to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
Because the world is already going to be dark.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness is going to come over the world.
Mm-hmm.
There will be no light because the Holy Spirit will be gone.
Amen.
Some will be raptured. God is going to rapture his people out. To some people, you said, but the word says, some people will not go to sleep.
That's
some
right.
people will still be alive and they'll be transported.
That's right.
They will not taste death. Amen.
Amen.
But I said, I just was thinking, imagining in my mind, ooh, God, the whole sky is just going to be lit up. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is going to light, the light of the world going to return. And he's going to be the only light. There will be no daylight.
That's the truth.
There's not going to be no sunlight. There's not going to be the moonlight.
My.
It's just going to be the light of the world.
Amen.
Oh, and he's lighting up the whole world will be lit up with the light of Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
And they're going to all see him. Yeah, they're about to shy.
Yes,
and
yes,
they're
yes.
going to bow down. Every knee shall bow. Hallelujah.
That's right. Hallelujah.
There will be those that will not have been transported. There will be those that are still down here.
Mm-hmm.
My God, because they didn't hear the message. They didn't want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
When they were warned, they still didn't take the warning. Warning
yes,
brings on destruction. So
yes,
we're going to see him in the sky coming back with his saints. Oh,
that's
my
right.
God.
Hallelujah.
Day.
Thank you,
my
Jesus.
God, imagine the whole world. Jesus is mm-hmm. going to penetrate that darkness again. My God,
he's going to
penetrate it, and just the light of Jesus is going to shine all over this world, and we're going to have our new earth.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's coming with a sword, though. He ain't coming back to bleed. Oh, no, he's not coming back to bleed and be on the cross again. Ain't no man going to put him on a cross no more.
All right, now.
Glory to God. Ooh, Lord, it gives you joy in your heart. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we're going to be with him, the saints of God. And that's what I kept, oh, I kept trying to envision it.
Yes,
I'm
yes.
Be on that white horse already. Hallelujah, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, glory to God. And we're going to be with him. Yeah,
hallelujah.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
So this message is something that we got to keep in our minds.
Hallelujah.
That God is with us every day. And I like what you said about Christmas and about the scripture that they use just at Christmas time. Sure, that's fine. Glory to God. At Christmas time, it's supposed to be Christ Day every day. Every day Jesus Christ is with us.
Mm-hmm.
He was born once to a woman.
Amen.
And why they have this baby in the crib and all that for Christmas and the baby in the manger and all that stuff. Come on, Jesus ain't in no manger no more. He ain't even on the cross anymore.
No, no, no.
You ain't even supposed to have a cross with Jesus on it hanging in your house.
My, my, my.
No, 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 because he's not on the cross no more.
Jesus, Jesus.
You know what happened? Well, I want to say, God forgive me. I don't mean to insult nobody, but I'm not going to have no cross in my house, let me say that, with Jesus hanging on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not hanging on the cross no more. He did that.
My, my. Amen.
But I do have a good ain't nobody on it.
Just to remind you.
It is right on my door.
What you say, you did
walking
for you.
Underneath that cross, my God.
My, my, my.
Cross my door. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. That's all right now.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
And so that's what I wanted to say. I thank God for this word because we need to hear that. We need to be reminded of the glory of God and be reminded of the wonderful gift that is already going to be, it's already there.
My, my, my.
And when we throw ourselves into the kingdom, when we do the work of the Lord, we have a reward. A reward
Amen.
That man cannot give.
Amen. Now.
Man got nothing to do with a heavenly reward. When you sow into the kingdom, you receive a heavenly reward. No earth can't give it, man can't give it, nobody can give it. And we can only get it if we stay ready to go when it's time to go. Whether it be in a rapture or whether it be when we get called out of the grave. Amen. We're going. I'm going. I got my passport. You know why? Because I know who the Passover lamb was.
Uh-huh.
He is the Passover lamb.
Yes, he is.
So I got my passport.
Mm-hmm.
He did the work.
Mm-hmm.
He made the sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
And I receive him, therefore.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I live for him.
Amen.
I just received him, and I ask God to help us all to work out our salvation while we're down here.
Amen. Thank
so
you,
we
Jesus.
Can get that reward.
Hallelujah.
That special reward that he has for us. Glory to God. I thank God I got my ticket. I got my passport. Hallelujah. And I'm not letting go of it. And guess what? Once you get your passport, nobody can take it from you. The only way you're going to lose it is if people just don't live their lives for God. It takes more than saying I'm saved.
Amen.
It takes more than preaching the gospel.
Amen.
And teaching the gospel. It takes more than giving your money.
Amen.
It takes more doing the work.
Amen.
It takes being sold out to Jesus. Yes, going Lord. All the way for Jesus so you can get there. You see, it's an exchange.
Amen.
God said, you obey my word and I will reward you. I will reward those who diligently seek me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just being rewarded in this earth. We do get rewarded in this earth. Amen?
Amen.
But there's a much greater reward. And I want mine. I want what's mine.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't want to lose that.
Glory
Nothing
to God.
Nothing else matters more to me than what Jesus has already done for me. Nothing else matters. Nothing else is greater than that.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got the message.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got the entire message.
Thank you, Lord.
And I wasn't about to hang up because I couldn't understand or there wasn't enough clarity in the phone.
Yes,
there's
Lord.
Clarity in the word. When you already know the word, you can hang.
Hallelujah.
That's just me, though. Because I'm hanging out with Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I can hear the word. I hear Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory,
thank
hallelujah.
You.
Glory,
thank
hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah. We got to develop a little more patience.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, we do.
Yes.
Glory to God. Because like
God.
I said, there's times when God is quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know that.
Yes.
Amen.
If you didn't pray for something and God takes his time, he's got perfect timing. What about when God is quiet?
Amen.
What about
Amen.
All your knees?
Thank
and
Lord.
You can't
Thank
really
Lord.
Say anything. You just lay your head down in his lap. What about that? And
there's
it's all right if I don't hear God say anything because I already got his word in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to hear the audible, but I know I'm with God, and I'm resting in him.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You know why, y'all? He already got it all worked out already.
Yes.
Amen.
Even
Amen.
When we ask God for things, even when we say, God, I need
Amen.
You. God, I know, you know, I need you to move. But guess what? He done already moved. Because I
yes,
keep saying on this line, he's already passed our way before.
Amen.
He's
That's
already
right.
done it.
Mm-hmm.
He has done it.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I can wait. I can wait.
Oh, yes, yes,
And that's
yes.
why a lot of people not waiting right now. A lot of people
mm-hmm.
not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they don't have no patience, because they don't see things happening right away, because they get a little trial, they get a little tribulation, and the storm
yes,
comes,
yes.
and guess what? They crumble.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because God said he was going to do this, and God said he was going to do that. Well, you know what? Your ways ain't his ways. And
All right, now.
You're not his thoughts.
All right.
He said it in Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the way of God, and we can wait for the way to move.
Praise God.
We can wait for the Son of Righteousness to move.
Mm.
Glory to the God, because he's going to give it to us the right way. He's going to give us the perfect thing. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So
yes.
we got to wait. We got to learn to wait.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
Because we got to wait. We don't know how long we're going to be in this earth.
That's
you
the truth.
You might live to be 100, 125.
Yes, Lord.
You got somebody 130 years old already.
My.
Look how long they done buried all their children.
Mm-mm-mm.
Even them buried grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Jesus.
And they're still here, can you wait?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get aggravated at the trial, the tribulation, get aggravated?
Jesus.
Or when the storm come, are you going to wait?
No.
Got to learn how to wait.
That's right.
And you know, God going to bless us because everything, these gadgets are not perfect.
Mm-mm.
The computer is not perfect.
Mm-mm.
We are not perfect.
Amen.
But God is.
Amen.
So, God, we wait.
Yes, Lord.
While we hang out with you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'm hanging out with Jesus.
Jesus.
It's not about Millie.
Amen.
It's not about Apostle Calendar and Prophetess Millie and Apostle Linda, Deacon Frazier. It's about hanging out with God.
Amen.
And you know, God is going to bless you for hanging?
Yes, he is.
Look at them. They're still hanging. The phone all messed up, but they're still on the line. My
Hallelujah.
You know
Hallelujah.
Why? Because they're hearing me.
My.
Oh, yeah. God's going to bless those that hang out.
Yes, Lord.
Hanging on. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
when
Jesus.
When my sister finished preaching, I'm going to be on the line and say, Sister, I encourage you to continue doing what you're doing. Sister, I know greater is coming to you. Glory
Thank
to
you,
God, Father. Because Sister didn't get discouraged when I called her and told her that we really couldn't hear her. She just
Praise
kept
God.
Pressing on, and she came back on the line, hallelujah, and kept on preaching.
Yes, Lord.
He didn't say, well, you know, I don't know what's wrong with this phone, so I'm just, oh, because people have dropped off the line and all that, and I'm just not going to get back on the line. The devil is a liar.
Yes, he is.
The devil is a liar. God will sometimes test our patience. He
Amen.
He will test us to see what we're going to do.
Hallelujah.
My God, that's just me. That's just me. I'm a little different. I'm a little different.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I've always been a little different.
Yes, yes, yes.
I really have been that way. And I thank you, Jesus, for the gift of
patience. Yes, Lord.
He gave me patience since I was a kid. I've had patience.
Jesus.
My God, hallelujah. And I have received much criticism.
Jesus, Jesus.
But see, it doesn't matter because God loves me.
Amen.
And I know he do.
Yes,
and I'm
yes,
satisfied in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Or because he got everything I need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's everything I love. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
he's
yes.
my beautiful Savior. Hallelujah.
He's
beautiful no matter if everything is not going just right. He's still beautiful. And
Amen.
God changed not. He changed not. My God. These things, these gadgets and things may not work just out the way we want to see it, but God is still working things out in our favor. He's
Thank
working
you,
it
Jesus.
All out for our good. Glory be to
Thank
God. Let
you,
me go because I feel a preach going on. Amen. Right now. I feel a preach coming. Amen. Right now. Hallelujah. Because you already preached, my sister, and it was absolutely beautiful. And
Thank
you are
you,
absolutely
Lord.
Beautiful because
Thank
you are
you,
a beautiful woman of God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Full of Jesus. Full
yes,
of the Spirit
Lord.
Of God.
Yes, Lord.
It can't get no more beautiful than that because our Savior who lives in us is beautiful.
Yes,
He's
he
wonderful. Wonderful counselor. My God. Mighty God.
Yes,
living
yes,
inside
yes.
of us. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, glory.
I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm done, sister. Because I wasn't supposed to say all that. But it's just, ooh, I just get excited over the word of God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I don't mean
Amen.
To preach over you because you're always preach. But it's just that I get excited.
Yes, Lord.
I'm excited over Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, because I love him so.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
I want as much of him as I can get.
Yes, yes, yes.
Give me that joy that I can't explain.
Hallelujah. Oh. Give it to me, Jesus.
Give me that peace that I eat pain. Give me that. Give me Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Who's my everything. He's the love of my soul. Give me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Give me all I can take. That's what the song says. Give me that. The joy that's unspeakable, give me that. Hallelujah. I need all of that. Hallelujah. The song says, the songwriter says, I need all of that. I need all of my Jesus. As much as I can take of the glory, I want it all. You see, I'm greedy. I'm
my
greedy
Lord, my
for
Lord.
The word. Hallelujah. I'm not obsessed with anything else, really, but I'm obsessed with him.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's my obsession because, hallelujah, I possess the word of God in my spirit. I have that possession. Glory
yes,
to
yes,
God.
Yes,
I have
yes.
what he gave me inside.
Yes, Lord.
And it excites me. Gives me pleasure.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Even when I'm going through, I say, hallelujah, Jesus. I can still put a smile on my face. Can you smile through the storm? My
Jesus.
God, can you smile through the tribulation? Can you smile through the trials? My
yes,
God,
can
yes, you just
yes.
smile for Jesus? My God,
yes,
can
God.
You say, Jesus, you're still beautiful. Jesus, I still
hallelujah.
Love you. Jesus, I thank you that when I come out of this,
My.
You're going to take me somewhere else, my God.
My.
You're going to elevate me to another level.
My yes.
God, another dimension. I'm going higher in Jesus. We got to grow up.
That's true.
And we can grow in the spirit if we just leave. Let Jesus have his way. Amen.
Have his way.
I'm done because I'm going. I'm done. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank
I'm,
you, Jesus.
I'm done. Thank you, and I love
Thank
you.
Thank you. I love you too. Thank you, Jesus.
I love y'all so much.
Amen.
See, Deacon ain't going nowhere. He'll be on that line when he don't hear nobody, my God. Deacon be on the line when Apostle not on the line. Glory. Hallelujah. Deacon going to keep calling. Deacon going to keep on going. No matter what, Deacon going to be there. Hallelujah.
All right now.
Hallelujah. But you know, some people don't even appreciate those things enough to stay, to hang. My God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. I'm finished, y'all. I keep on talking. I'm finished.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm finished.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm finished.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. Praise God.
Hallelujah. You know what I love more about Jesus? Faithfulness.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know that, you know this prophet has called me every day.
Thank you.
You don't miss a day without praying. Apostle don't miss a day without praying for us. Deacon,
thank you, Jesus.
You know, she called me. She calls me every day to check on me.
Yes, Lord.
Deacon Frazier calls. I don't always be by the phone to answer, but well, Deacon Frazier, I love you.
Thank you,
Lord. Love you too.
And I'm going through a lot right now, but I love you, son. Don't you ever get it twisted, because I may not answer the phone.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I do love you.
Yes.
The love of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And I thank
God
for people who are faithful.
Yes.
We're not perfect.
No.
None of us are perfect.
Yes, Lord.
We're not.
Yes.
The one thing that's perfect is the Lord Jesus inside of us.
That's who's perfect,
and he does his perfect. You know, we just want him to do his perfect will with us. Amen.
Let him have
his perfect way, and we all right, because we just going to let him have his perfect way.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He made us all different. Like I said, I'm a little different.
I know.
I'm not perfect, but we're all different from each other.
Amen.
Some of us are doing the same things, but we're doing it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I'm still talking. I got to go. Glory. I'm finished, y'all. I'm really finished. I'm going on mute for real right now.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah.
Come on in, Brother Deacon. He's on fire back there. What is he doing? Come on in. He over there bubbling. I hear you.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. You man. Praise the Lord.
Brother Grant said a prayer for her. She sent me a text. She said a prayer for her. She's going on a trip.
She's going out on a trip today.
She's out on a trip today, and then she's going to North Carolina tomorrow, or South Carolina tomorrow. She said, keep her in prayer. And then one of the guys that come out the hospital or something, he's going to Pennsylvania on a trip to see his daughter. So prayer and keep him covered. His name is Sherwin.
Yeah.
So she said, keep him in prayer.
Yeah.
All right, Brother Deacon, you got
Thank
it.
You got
the floor, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Apostle. Praise the Lord. Prophet Millie. Praise the Lord. You are spiritual mom on the call. I really like it. I really enjoy it. I really appreciate that so much. I really do appreciate what God is doing. I really do. And it really means a lot. That I really do mean a lot. And we don't too much have that here on the church line, you know. And there's one thing about it. I don't come to be arrogant, be childish to nobody. Cause to come and be. Out of line and be out of order. I never was a person like to be out of order with nobody. But I'm always a person. Even if somebody came to this church line, I said it before. I didn't know then like I knew now. But yeah, sometimes I have. I ain't always got it right, got it together. But you know, we all not there yet.
Amen.
But I just truly thank God. Truly thank God. See, that's why we can't go around and be out of order with folks, be order with God's people. For our brothers and sisters, we got to be careful how we treat our brothers and sisters. We got to be careful. We got to be real careful. I don't care what you are. And you know, God is looking at that. And God is a respectful person. He's not a person that you just gonna come and you get out of order with somebody. With his people, God's people. And that's not of God. And sometimes sometimes he gonna chastise us. And one thing about it, I will say this. I ain't always thought I had it all together. I ain't never thought I would know more than the next person might know. Because everybody tries to knock you down. They'll try to put you down, but I tell you what, I used to say, I could be a fool when it comes to Jesus. Oh, yes, I can. I could be a fool when ain't none of them fool with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I said it. I could be a fool for Jesus, probably. I could be a fool.
Yes,
I could be a fool for Jesus. I could be a fool at one thing about it. You might sit up and treat me bad, say bad things to me. But I tell you what, we better be careful about what we say. We better be careful what we say. We better be careful what you say. We better be real careful about what you say. You better care what we say. You're going to reap what you sow.
You're going to reap what you sow.
And that's right. We can't go over and play with the brother and sister. We can't do it. We just can't do it. We can't go around and say things that are not of God. Because you know that God don't like no ugly now. He don't like no ugly. He don't like no ugly. He don't like it at all. He don't like to see God's people put back. He don't like that.
Jesus.
So God is a respectful person. That's how we do. We'll come and look down on them. We'll look down on the person. I said before, you don't never know who you might need. I never know who might need my help. I never know.
Amen.
I never know who help I might need. I never know. We never know. Because you look down on the person. Because you can say one thing. And like I find a lot, I'm not gonna come in and get out of order. When someone making a comment, I'm just gonna come on there and get out of order with you. I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Did or don't know. I'm wrong. I'm wrong for that. Cause I'm gonna get in the count of that. I'm gonna get in the count of that. That's right. Yeah, I said it. Who got mad? I know ain't nobody mad but the devil. I know he's mad.
Yes.
We can come here and do all foolish things. We come here and do everything that really not of God. If I can't help you, if I can't encourage you, guess I need to go get one set elsewhere. Go and shut up my mouth. Keep my mouth shut. That's what I need to do. If I can't encourage you, if I don't mean what I say, I need to go on to just don't say that. Or I don't mean what I say. I need to go on and shut my mouth. And that's the truth. We have to stop. I found out in life. You can't be ugly. You can't be ugly with your brother and sister. Next we said one thing, then you say another thing. Then we act so ugly.
Jesus.
Then that's not a God, no way.
Hallelujah.
That's not of God, no way. That's not of God. Because I would say God get tired of it. God gets tired. He's tired. He's tired of treat how the way you treat his people. He's tired of it. Yeah, I said it too. I said God is tired. Yeah, is that right? Yeah, God is tired. He is tired. I mean, He is tired. He is tired. He is tired. He tired. He tired how the way we come in and hurt one another. If I can't tell how much I love you, then I don't mean if I love you. I can't, because if I don't mean what I say. I rather don't use the word love. I rather don't use it. If I don't mean what I say, don't say if you don't mean it. That's right. A lot of times we take everything for granted. We take everything that really not of God. That's right. We take everything when we're so big headed and try to be so uppity. We uppity. When you get so uppity, it's all about you. But God can fix it. He can fix it. He can break it down to you good. He can click it down to you good. He can click it to you real good. He'll let you know. He'll show you. He'll show you, then he will tell you.
My.
And you won't be no uppity no more. You be the uppity when he get through with you. And same way about be so arrogant. See, you got something to be arrogant. And I'm not saying on this call, you got something to be so arrogant. Some of these lines that I go to. That's what I found out in life. That's why I don't go to none of them. I don't go none like I used to, because I don't found that out. I got to see it for myself. See, when we go,
Jesus,
we have to see what go on. We have to see it for ourselves. Because everything ain't for everybody. Because we sit around and mistreat our brother and sister the way we do. That's what's wrong. That's what's wrong with us. We treat the brother and sister. That's the one thing I never miss a beat when I come. I've been on here ever since I was 16. But I know, and even I can say. I never mistreat the ones I've been knowing ever since I've been coming on him. Because see, some already coming to praise the Lord. They'll be coming praising the Lord. Y'all be glad to praise God. Y'all be glad to come and open your mouth and praise the Lord. I'll be coming. Y'all be glad. you ought to be happy. You ought to be praying the Lord right now. You ought to be glad. You ought to be glad to tell God thank you. You ought to be praising him right now. We ought to be glad to come and praise him. But we don't come and encourage our brothers and sisters. We don't encourage the brothers and sisters. But we come in and we think everything is it's too long, too much. It's too long. I don't want to hear her. I don't want to hear him. But I bet you, if you were going to another land, yeah, if you were going to another, if you go talk to Sally, man, you can talk to her. What about that? That's too long, too. And whatever they tell you, and whatever they tell you, they tell you a lot of old men. They tell you what they need to be doing. They need to pray. Need to spend that time with prayer. Then that's the truth. Need to spend time with prayer. That's what they need to be doing. Spend more time with the word of God and also with prayer. That's why a lot of times that's why it don't bother me. It don't bother me. I'm glad. I'd be happy. I'd be so excited I come on this church line. Cause I get so happy. Yeah, a lot of time I've been assaulted a million times. I've been shut down, cut off. I've been get out of. They get out of line with me. They get out of order with me. Because I know that sometimes that's really not of God. And one thing, let me say this. I go for Jesus only. I go for God. I go for the word of God. I give God a praise. I don't go with man. I ain't stunned man. I'm not stunned man. But what the man do? Man can't do nothing for me. Not a thing for me. The only thing in my life, God is the one in my life. And the one thing my word can't take, word can't take away from me. Sure can't take it away. Sure can't. I'm not going to let you steal my joy. You ain't going to take away from me. You can't steal my praise. If you won't get yourself Jesus, get your own Jesus, your own self. Leave my Jesus alone. Get your own Jesus. That's what you need to do. Get your own Jesus and leave mine alone. That's right. But if you don't get your Jesus, guess what? You're going to be in the, you, the rock might cry out if you don't go get him. And that's the truth. But you're not going to come. You ain't gonna come and get mine. No, you sure or not. And you better not try to take everything, because no matter what, I'm still going to praise the Lord whatever you do to me, whatever you do, I'm still going to praise the Lord. But I got right enough to praise God. And the one thing about what I don't do, I don't try to assault. I don't try to hurt nobody, assault nobody. I don't come and put my mouth on somebody. And it wouldn't bother me. It don't even bother me. It don't even bother me. Who comes? I can pray the Lord all by myself. I'm still happy and satisfied.
Jesus.
I could be happy. That's why Book of Matthew tell me. Why do you think Book of Matthew saying when two or three gather, God is in the midst? God is in the midst. You can pray the Lord right there. You can pray the Lord. You don't need a crowd. You can pray the Lord right there. That scripture right there can tell you to pray the Lord right there. You can pray the Lord. You can pray the Lord right. That's what the Book of Matthew said. That's what the word of God said. It ain't my word. Hey, it's his word.
Mm-hmm.
But we think we want to come. You want a lot of crowd. You want a crowd. Well, I ain't got time. I'm to the point that don't move me anymore. But what really does excite me? God is God always excite me more anything.
Amen.
He really does. He do excite me. But I get excited about the will of God. I get happy about the will of God. But I tell you what, I'm not gonna put up with. Keep up foolishness going on. Keep up no mess. Keep up foolish junk. And if you, when I tell you what, you go to another line, and they will tell you, they'll step on your toes too. And believe me, they'll step on real good. Look, I've been cut before. I've been cut. If you think you don't want to get cut, you go on and go to another line. You see it for yourself. They'll show cut you too. So they'll say they'll cut you ain't never been cut before. Yeah. Yes, they will. But they'll put it to you straight. And they're not gonna tolerate it. They're not gonna put up with it. And I don't blame them.
Jesus.
I don't blame them one bit. You're not gonna come up in there just do what you want to do. No, it don't work like that. You don't cooperate like that. No, it don't work like that. No, it don't work like that. No. One thing about this church line, when you come on this church line, this church line, when you get order. But if you come on here, keep up a lot of old mess, keep up a lot of old junk, a lot of wrecking noise, all that wrecking, loud wrecking, you come on here, saying the thing that really not of God, you be deleted off. Well, off the call, and that's the truth. There's one thing about it. This one that needs to be this one for souls. And we can't help. We can't help the soul. And it's sad. It's sad we don't want to help our soul do anything. It's sad. You can't even help your brother and sister, but you want to come here. You want to come and be so foolish. Keep up foolishness all the time.
Jesus.
I'm like the songwriter said, how blue can you get? How blue can we get? And B.B. King said, B.B. King, that I lie. He wrote, you listen to B.B. King, he'll tell you. You listen to that. He'll tell you. He did not lie when he said that. He didn't lie. He meant what he said. And someone might have got mad. Well, you know who that said? Well, let him get mad. Let him get mad. They won't have problems. Get mad. Well, get mad at God. It's too much jealousy in the world. It's too much bitterness in our heart. It's too much jealousy going on. And it's too much hatred, backstabbing behind each other's back. It's too much pointing a finger at one each other's throat. It's too much mess going on.
Yes, Lord.
It's too much. No wonder God is, that's why God's showing us something every day. He's showing us. He's letting us know.
Jesus.
He letting us know every day. He let us know. And we still doing the same old stuff. We still doing the same old thing. We still keep doing it. But that's why we do things are not of God. We go in like slap God in the face. And we know we're not supposed to slap God in the face. We know that's wrong. We know it's wrong. You know, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess. That's what he said in the book of Ephesians, say that. We sitting up cheating on God. Well, what are you doing cheating on God for? God don't cheat. He ain't gonna cheat on us. Why would you do him like that? It's a sad feeling. You know it's sad. No wonder he, you know what, he blessed. That's what, no wonder he blessing us. No wonder you see so much happening. You don't see nothing happening. You don't see flood, water. You don't see a lot of rain. You don't see everything. You don't see a lot of things that's happening. Now, that's why God waking us. He waking us up. He letting us know. That's why we came and give God a praise. We can't tell God thank you. But for blessing us to see the rain and the sunshine. But I just thank God how he give us rain. I love to see the rain. I don't mind when it's raining. He blesses us with the rain every day. And some of us never satisfied, but we all time complaining. Maybe wish it would stop raining. Well, you know what? That's God's plan. It ain't our plan. That's God's plan. And everything belongs to Jesus. Everything belongs to Him, not us. Everything belongs to Him. He's the one. We talk about we want it hard. Well, guess what? You got what you asked for, man, and now you got it. Now you got the hot weather, man. Now you got it. But next year you be complaining how hard it is. Same way about the cold weather. They complain how cold it is. We complaining. If it ain't one thing you complaining about, we complain of what we complaining about your hair. It's about your hair ain't done. You complain you ain't got no shoes. We complain about, but we all be thanking God. Thankful for what you got. There's always something, always complaining. But we all be praising God more. But if you're going to pray, pray. But if you're going to complain, don't pray if you're going to complain. That's right, the songwriter said, I won't complain. I just really, truly say one thing. It's one thing about it. It's one thing. I made up my mind. I know who don't really like me. I'm not worried about who don't like me, cause I ain't caught up with. People please like I used to anymore. I'm not caught up to that anymore. Cause if I get my life could be focused on can focus on ain't nothing like to be pleased with the word of God, pleased with Jesus, with the word of God. Cause he want to set high and low, and that's what we need to be. Look up to the word of God, looking up to Jesus. Keep looking up to Jesus. Keep looking up, lifting up to Him while we look, lifting up the man. Because we know man will fail us. Because he will fail you. Now, and I know the book of Hebrews said He will never leave and He won't forsake us. And that was the book of Hebrews tells us in 13th chapter, verse 5, tell us that. He tell us that. I just really, truly thank God. It's one thing about it. I can always say. It's one thing about it. When you, the word of God, God was patient. He was patient. Right? He was patient. He was patient with Moses. He was patient. Yeah, he was a patient God. Yes, he was patient. So we should be the same. See, some of us love to get out of order. That is the way we are. Some of us get out of order, and we know that really not of God. So I'm like laughing behind your back. And two things I learned, I ain't worried about you laughing behind my back. Go ahead and you laugh all you want. I'm still gonna praise God. I'm still gonna praise Him. I'm still gonna lift Him up. You know, I always say the one that laughs, let them keep laughing. But one day got to, one day might not laugh one day. But one day they might not never laugh. Cause you see him say Jesus, Luke, that's why Jesus laughed at the devil. Yes, he did. He laughed at him. Yes, he did. Yeah, he did laugh. See, the more I say, the more they keep laughing, I'm going to keep on bending the knee. I'm going to keep on praising God. I'm going to keep on lifting him up. I'm gonna keep on. The more you and I say, the more you talk about me, much you please. I'm still gonna praise him. I'm still gonna give him all the praise. I'm gonna praise him. You know I had a lot of them. You know it's bad. The one that I used to go to school with, I got some of them still got some. It's bad you got something against a person years ago, and sometimes we all let it go. We all not try to keep holding back what happened many years ago. We all just let it go. We all move on. Let it go. Cause sometimes I ain't got time to be dealing with what happened years ago. It is over and it's done with. I ain't got time for it. I really get my life focused on the word of God. It be dealing with what happened years ago. What's this? You trying to go back years ago about what ain't right, about what a person done to you. You don't like this person. You can't stand that person. You don't like them. You don't like how they are. But you can't stand them. I don't like him. I don't like her. I don't like him. Well, we have to forgive him, love him, forgive him, and move on. We got to love him. Because I tell you, ain't nothing like loving the word of God, because God loves us. He loves us the same. You got to love him, and you got to forgive him, love him, no matter what. Because we can't go around that bitterness in our heart. We can't go around. I can't go around. A bitterness in my heart, mad at somebody. I can't have the grudge against. Actually, I think I never have a grudge against nobody. Even when I come on these church lines, I don't come have a grudge against nobody. I never have a grudge against them. I never do. Even on my line the same way, I don't got a grudge against nobody. I don't. I really don't. I'm not gonna let you. You can't steal my joy. Sure can't take away from it. Sure can't. I ain't gonna let you take away from it. No, I surely not. I'm not gonna let you. Because if one thing, God is a respectful person. He will never do us wrong. He won't never leave us. He's a God that will never leave us alone. But I just truly say, I just thank God that what I heard, I really enjoyed it. What I heard, and I really enjoyed every time I hear you every time, every day I hear you, because we can't get enough when we come living the word of God. Because we are his people. We are God's people. And you have a true friend. Ain't nothing have a, when you have a true friend like Jesus and Christ. Because that's what you are. Because when you is a woman of God that love the Lord, that love Jesus, and keep your mind stayed on Jesus. I just thank God that you, because even when I first, we go on 12 o'clock midnight and pray. I think ever since I first heard your voice, I never had, no one never said nothing Nobody's never said nothing about, nothing bad about you. Nobody. I ain't heard nobody never said nothing. Well, if they did, I tell them, I don't got nothing to do with them. If you win, I tell them, you got something to say, they need to go. They need to tell you that. They need to go. If you want to know about that person, you tell them that. Don't put me in that. Because all I know, you're a woman of God that loved the Lord. You're the woman of God. That's the only thing I know. You're the woman of God that loved the Lord. You're the woman of God. The same way I say about spiritual mom, the same way. I've been knowing her about 4 years. She the same way. I've been knowing her ever since. But ever since, I still joy. I joy when even they come with me with that mess. But see, you know what? The one that tried that, I didn't let them know. Don't come there with me. I tell them I didn't want to hear it. But that person never came back on that call no more. After that, they quit coming. Because I told them I didn't want to hear it. I let them know. But I just thank God for good people in Christ. Because I love you. I love you. I love you all in Christ. I love you all. I love you. And I just want to say how much I love. A lot of people ain't going to tell they love it. They don't mean what they say. Because a lot of them say one thing they love, and guess what they do? They go behind your back. They'll gossip behind your back. They'll talk about you. That's kind of like your name. But I'm not a person that's kind of like nobody's name. I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't sit up and get up on these letter brothers call me with some foolishness. I tell them, men, don't call me with foolishness. I don't want to hear it. But one thing about it, I thank God for good people like y'all in Christ, with the love in Christ, because that's what God, because you the woman of God that loved the Lord, that love is what God was in you. It's God with each one of you. It's what the love that God is doing in your life, and what God is doing within you, and how God is doing in your life, because y'all. Let me tell y'all something. We can't get enough of the word of God. Because that's what the word of God is doing in your life. So I say I thank God on the word. I thank God for you. I thank God that the word went forward. I thank God that the word went forward. He might have thought the enemy thought he had, but he ain't got it. He may have thought, but he can't take away from what he can't do it. But God got it too. But we gotta let the enemy know. We got to love them, respite what they do to us. We got to love them. We got to pray for them. We have to pray. We just got to pray. Our loved one, we got to pray for everybody. We got to pray for our family. Love them. In regard, if they don't love us back, we got to pray for them. We got to love them. So I just thank God on them. Powerful word or message on this morning. I was on, but I couldn't bear to hear. But I think I was able to come and hear the message. But I'm gonna go back and listen at it again. When I have time, I'm gonna listen at it so I get more understanding on the scriptures. But I thank God that the word of God went forward today. So So God bless you, woman of God, and keep on preaching. Keep on preaching the truth. And regardless who get mad with you, you preach it. You preach it anyhow. You preach it properly. You go ahead and preach it. I'll tell you and spread the mumbo. You go ahead and preach it. And that's what God called. It's what God within you. And what God got stored for you and spirit and mumbo for everyone on this call. So God bless each one of you. God bless on the word, what has been said. Keep everyone lifted up around in the United States of America. God bless you, and may it keep you. In the name of Jesus, that I will get more understanding. You do more. And I want to be hungry and thirsty of the word, because I thank God that what has been said. So that being said, may God continue to bless you all. May he keep you with the love in the name of Jesus. We pray. Remember, I love you, and I love each one of you. I love each one of you. And may God continue to bless you, and may he keep you in the name of Jesus. We pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all, and I'm done. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. 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 Heavenly Father, we come to you right now, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we praise you and we thank you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you on the word that was released, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray to touch the woman of God. Lord, she is your vessel. Lord, the word that that was spoken on today, Heavenly Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, the word goes out through the kingdom, through the glory, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for your grace and mercy, Heavenly Father. I pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray on this church line, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father, that you, Heavenly Father, you started a way beginning. You started in 010, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you could keep it, you kept it going in 2021, even though that those things who, when it was, if you say in your word, two or three are gathered, Lord, you're in the midst, Heavenly Father. You said in the book of St. Matthew, Heavenly Father, we pray continue to use the man of God. We pray lift up apostle in his mouth. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray you continue to cover him with your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, strengthen him, Heavenly Father. Lord, travel grace and mercy, Heavenly Father. We pray on the dangerous highways, Heavenly Father. We pray lift up Boston, Massachusetts, Heavenly Father, the community, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, for his son, Benjamin, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to do great works in his son's life, Heavenly Father. Lord, that he would come with a good report, Heavenly Father, that he would come out of prison, that he would be the same, Heavenly Father. He would come and be a different person, Heavenly Father, that he, Heavenly Father, continue to use him, the man of God. I pray in the name of Jesus to lift up his wife, Miss Nancy Callender, Heavenly Father. Continue to lift up the marriage, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We pray right now, Heavenly Father, that you will that continue to lift him up, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray continue to lift up Miss Nancy Callender as she travels dangerous highways, Heavenly Father. We pray continue to cover her with your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, we continue to lift up Mother Grant, Heavenly Father. She's traveling, Heavenly Father, to the Carolina, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to strengthen Mother Grant, her family. Lord, lift up her grandchildren, grandson, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to do more work for Mother Grant, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray for her son, Heavenly Father, that he go and see his son, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, as she go and minister, and she go and read the word, Heavenly Father, she go feed the homeless. She read to Shelter, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Continue to touch Mother Grant, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I continue to lift up Bishop James Washington, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray continue to touch Bishop James, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Lord, grant comfort to him from his soul to his feet, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Continue to touch his family, his sons and daughter, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
Lord,
yes,
continue to touch every tissue, every bone in his body. Lord, touch every ligament. Lord, touch his eyes, touch his lips, touch his tongue, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to Christ, touch him, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, lift up, he's standing for his gap, for his wife, Apostle Linda Washington, Heavenly Father.
Yes,
we pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to lift up her daughter in Texas, Heavenly Father. Lift up Minister Sion,
yes,
Heavenly Father. We pray on her job that she'll travel against the mercy, Heavenly Father. Continue to touch Minister, Minister Sion, Heavenly Father, Smith, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh Heavenly Father. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, continue to touch her in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. She's covered by your blood. Lord, continue to lift up her children, her husband, Heavenly Father, her son-in-law, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, doing greater work, Heavenly Father, for Apostle Linda, Heavenly Father, that church coming near her way, Heavenly Father. We pray you continue to bless the ministry that you're doing work in her life, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, lift it up in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We praise you and we thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray those that be coming in praising you, Heavenly Father. We pray they would come and be healed and be healed and be prayed, Heavenly Father. We trust the souls out there, Heavenly Father, that they will be fed by your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, that they will be coming in and just praising you, Heavenly Father, that they won't be running in and running out. But we pray, Heavenly Father, that you continue to use them, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray right now, lift up Peter, lift up Dorian, Heavenly Father, Darius, Midorian, Heavenly Father. We pray, touch him, Heavenly Father. Touch our son, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that you will bless them with a place to stay, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that you could continue to touch Peter and Dorian, Heavenly Father. We pray for her sons, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of you lift up the Browns family. Lift up Pastor Willie Brown, his family, his children. Lord, lift up such a young man, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift him up. Lord, continue to cover him, Heavenly Father. Continue to touch him right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Cover with your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now, lift up out the power. Lord, lift up on the radio. They go every Sunday morning and minister your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, as Evangelist Brown minister on the Temple Revival, Heavenly Father, we pray, Heavenly Father. I think it was Monday she went out and ministered on Sunday, this past Sunday, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that you continue to use her, Heavenly Father. You ever used her before, Heavenly Father. Lord, she is your vessel, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray lift up Evangelist Tina Wilson, Heavenly Father. Lord, Tina, lift up her family, brothers and sisters, Heavenly Father. Lord, as you lift up Evangelist Darlene Campbell, her sons and daughter, Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father. Lord, as she comes and minister your word, Heavenly Father, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you get a chance to come minister on your word and preach, that you continue to touch your lips, touch your eyes, touch your tongue, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up Minister Vera and her family. Lord, continue to lift up her mom, her mother and father, Heavenly Father, her brother and sister, and her daughter. Lord, continue to lift up her husband. Lord, I pray, continue to lift up their marriage, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift it up. Lord, you put them together, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray that her husband find her, Heavenly Father. You said in the book of Proverbs, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray right now, Heavenly Father, touch her home, touch her, lift up that apartment, Heavenly Father. Lord, as she travel grace and mercy, Heavenly Father, touch the living all over her life. Lord, touch her, she's covered by your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to touch Lord, some Vera and her family, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up Apostle Stewart, Pastor George Stewart, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we lift up New Orleans, Louisiana, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up right now. Lord, tend to touch their home. Lift up the whole community. Lift up Slidell, Louisiana, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up Charles Lake, Louisiana. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, lift up if in Birmingham, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, that's where Prophet Millie Jefferson lives, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to lift up her sister and her daughter. Lift it up, Heavenly Father. Lord, she's covered by your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, that the word that went forward, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, for I don't know what's the other name that come on the call that come and listen in time to time. And I pray for her in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. And I pray right now, oh Heavenly Father, Lord, lift up her family. Lift up that ministry that you're doing in her life, Heavenly Father. Lord, I had to lift up Sister Anna, Sister Ernestine, Heavenly Father. All is well for Sister Hannah, Heavenly Father. Lord, she's healed, covered by your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, I lift up Providence Christina Nichols, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up Providence Misha, Heavenly Father. Lord, cover, touch Providence Misha, her family. Lord, that she, Heavenly Father, that continues to touch her by your power, by your blood, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray you're doing wonderful work in Providence Misha's life, Heavenly Father. Lord, when she came to this church line, she came about four weeks ago, Heavenly Father. We pray to tend to use the woman, God, her family, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We pray right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that Lord lift up her daughter and her grandson, Heavenly Father, grandbaby, Heavenly Father. Lift up Evander Sheila and her family. Lord, we pray her brother and sister, Lord, tend to give her the heart desire, Lord, tend to touch her mind, Heavenly Father. Lord, tend to touch her whatever she's going through right now, Heavenly Father. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We ask you that to lift up, we pray, lift up Apostle Kevin Williams, Heavenly Father, his ministry, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray to use the man of God in Lauderdale, Florida, Heavenly Father. We pray as he go and minister and teach and preach your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, he used to come on this call. He used to preach every now and then. But we pray, my Father, use him wherever he might be, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, I lift up Prophetess Connie, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to touch her in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, lift up Sister Gloria. Lord, I pray, I haven't heard her voice in a long time. Lord, she be a part of this block talk near your family, this church line, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray more blessings for Sister Gloria, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up a Providence Jeanette Taylor, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray wherever she might be. Lord, lift up in Los Angeles, California. Lord, as she gets in her family. Lord, lift up her nephew and her daughter and her sons, Heavenly Father, up in Arizona. We pray for that prophetess, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray you continue to you to touch her mother in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to touch her in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We praise you and we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up prophetess Jackie and her family, her cousin, her aunt, she and her niece, her daughter and son, grandson and granddaughter. Lift up her husband, Heavenly Father. We lift them up in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We praise you and we thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we get all the praise, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray, lift up Apostle LeGrand and her family. Lift up that ministry that you got for Apostle LeGrand, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up the whole family, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift the Ellen Norman, his family, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift him with his wife and his children, Heavenly Father. Lift up Evangelist, Lila Evangelist, Evangelist Curtis, lift up Evangelist Hunter, lift up Evangelist Green, Lord, lift up Mother Jones, Heavenly Father. We pray, lift up our prophetess, Yolanda, Heavenly Father. Lift up Evangelist, Heavenly Father. Lift up Bishop Hill, Lord, we had to lift up Brother. We lift him up, Brother Prophetess. We lift up Bishop Price, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lift up in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now to lift up. We pray lift up for Bishop Glenna Coleman and her family. Lift up her daughter and her son, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up that finest minister, Heavenly Father, that she go and teach the word, Heavenly Father. Even though that some people that come down against her, even that sometimes when people come against her who don't like her, only you, Heavenly Father. Only you, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray, lift up the Deacon Taylor and his family. Lord, that you travel grace and mercy. Lord, lift up Apostle Kelly Allen, Heavenly Father. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lift up Brother Miller. Lord, lift him up, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift him up in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Heavenly Father, I pray, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray much prayer, oh, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue to lift up those all over the world. Lord, lift up that is, Heavenly Father, look around Los Angeles, California. Lord, look around Florida. Lord, look all around Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama. Lord, look around Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Heavenly Father. Look around Iowa. Look around in Gadsden. Look around Jerusalem. Lord, look around in Haiti. Look around Japan, Africa, China. Look around Tokyo. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you look all around in Egypt, in Italy. Look around Greece. Touch Greece, Germany. Lord, we pray, look around England, Heavenly Father. Up in London, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, look around Oklahoma City, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father, look around Las Vegas, Nevada. We pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, look around Wisconsin, Heavenly Father. Look around New York City. Lord, we pray, oh, Heavenly Father. Look around Kansas City, Missouri, Heavenly Father. St. Louis, Missouri, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father. Look all around Oakland, California, Heavenly Father. San Francisco, California. Around Santa Barbara, California. Look around Santa Monica, Malibu, California. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We pray, Heavenly Father. Look around Chicago, Illinois. Lord, we pray that touch them in Houston, Texas. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. And we honor you, we bless your name, we thank you. And we honor you, and we praise you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up the those that, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the ones that we lift up, that those that's on depression, that those on suicide, those on rape, those that try to molest, those that fornication. We lift them up that's on the streets, those that prostitute their body. But Lord, only you love them. You love them, but we love them, but hate the sin. God wants to love, but hate the sin. Well, we pray, and my Father, that we lift up the homosexuals. We pray for those. Touch them. Touch the agenda. We put it back in the summer right now. We bind up and we pray you, Heavenly Father, lift them up right now, Heavenly Father. And well, Lord, we pray right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask you to lift up all over the world, all over the United States of America. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that we lift up we lift up that is on drugs. Well, Lord, we lift up the mother that lost her son, a six-year-old son and a father that got murdered as she was taking her son to kindergarten. We touched her heart. Lord, she's hurt by her son. Her daughter's hurt, a little brother. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that I know he's smiling down on you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray, touch the young lady, touch the mother, Heavenly Father. Lord, I know she's going through in her heart and her pain and her heart losing her son. We pray, Heavenly Father, to touch her right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father. We look all over the world. We touch them, Heavenly Father. Lord, we bless them right now, Heavenly Father. We praise you, oh, Heavenly Father. We ask you to lift them up, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray in the White House, Lord, continue to lift, touch Joe Biden. Touch him, Heavenly Father. Lift up Senator Harris, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift up the woman of God. Lord, lift up her husband. Lord, continue to lift up her children. Lift it up in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Continue to touch his mind. Touch him, Heavenly Father. Y'all use him. Lord, only you select him, Heavenly Father. Only you select who was in the White House, Heavenly Father. It was your plan, Heavenly Father. On nobody's plan but your plan, Heavenly Father. You put who was in the White House, Heavenly Father, that does do the right thing, Heavenly Father. I pray the gas would come down. I pray that everything would down. Everything would come down. I pray everything, Heavenly Father. Lord, I lift up my own these jobs, and I pray right now that those that the minimum wage on these jobs that we go to, Heavenly Father. Well, I pray right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, I lift up right now, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you right now to touch whatever on this church line, Heavenly Father. Lord, nothing like you, Heavenly Father. Lord, only you did greater work. Only you did more work in OT, Heavenly Father. Lord, I pray you, Heavenly Father, the blessing many more years to come, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to, even though those that turned their back against the church line, only you, but your word went forward, Heavenly Father. Lord, only your word is the truth. Your word always going to stay. It ain't gonna never gonna change. Only until you said so, Heavenly Father. Lord, only your word, Heavenly Father. We know that you're always gonna stay to the end of time, Heavenly Father. Lord, we praise you, Heavenly Father. I pray right now, Heavenly Father, that we lift them up right now in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, I lift up that those that we lift up, their sons going against the mother, daughter going against the father, young people that's losing their lives. Lord, I pray, lift it up, Heavenly Father, lose their parent, Heavenly Father. Lord, I lift them up. Lord, I praise them, Heavenly Father. I bind them that those that have bitterness in their heart, that bitterness, that jealousy, madness, that bitterness in your heart. Lord, if I had 1,000,000,000 tongues, Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for your glory. Lord, only you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for having me coming on this call every 7 days a week, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing, what I knew then and know what I knew 5 years ago. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, that's all about what you did, Heavenly Father. No one done it like you. But y'all, Heavenly Father, Lord, only you. Loose my tongue, Heavenly Father. Lord, no one didn't know how I made it. Only you that loose it, Heavenly Father. The Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father. The Lord, I pray, even though I'm not there yet. But Lord, I know, Heavenly Father, none of us have not arrived yet. But Lord, it's all about your will. Only you only set high and low. You is control, Heavenly Father. It's not our plan, only your plan, Heavenly Father. Lord, when you said, Heavenly Father, that battle's not ours, you can fight our battle, Heavenly Father. You said in the book of Jeremiah, I don't know if that's in Jeremiah, that you will fight, well, I don't know what chapter it's in Jeremiah, but I pray, Heavenly Father, with someone tell me what chapter it is, I pray for him, the Father. Lord, I lift it up right now in the name of Jesus, my Father. Lord, I thank you and I praise you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you for your glory, Heavenly Father. Lord, I ask you to lift up the young baby, the mother trying to be a mother. Lord, lift up the father that try to be a father. Lord, I pray, lift them up, Heavenly Father. Lift up the granddad. Lift up the father. Lift up the father-in-law. Lift up the papa. Lift up papa. We lift them up. Touch them, Heavenly Father. Lord, lift them up. Lord, lift up the sister-in-law. Lord, we lift up the auntie. Lift them up, Heavenly Father. Lift up the cousin, the nephews, Heavenly Father. Lord, we pray we lift them up. We lift up those celebrities. Lord, only let them know that you are famous, that you are a celebrity. It's all about your will, Heavenly Father. Lord, you only set high and low than those celebrities. You, Heavenly Father, it's all about your will. Lord, we pray you, Heavenly Father. Lord, I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for your glory, and I praise you, and I thank you. And I thank you for your glory, your victory. Lord, taste in my heart, they are set in my sight. Oh, Lord, my Redeemer, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Frederica. Thank you for all of that responding your prayer. I don't know if Prophet Smitty probably got off.
I'm listening.
Are you there?
Pastor.
Okay.
Yes, I am.
All right. So you can go ahead and pray us out. Pray us out, and we'll be back here tomorrow morning. God say the same.
Amen. Well, Father, we just thank and praise you again for everything that has been said and done in your name. And I ask your God to continue to bless our pastor, Calendar, his wife and family. I ask you to continue to bless Pastor Washington and Bishop James and their family and Deacon. Lord, bless him and his family. And just encourage, I'm just encouraging all the saints of God all over the world to continue to hold on to Jesus, unchanging him. Amen, amen. And let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, thank amen. You, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you again for the word. Thank Deacon. Thank Apostle Washington, Bishop. Thank everybody that came on the line and heard the word and participate. In Jesus' name, we'll be here tomorrow morning if the Lord say the same. Y'all have a blessed evening. Safe evening. In Jesus' name. Love you guys. But God love you more.
Love you.
Bye-bye.
Amen. Love you. Okay. Apostle.
Bye-bye.
We'll talk later on.
Yes, ma'am.
But now.